FM 104 is switched on and we're chatting to Brian Crowley, who's Heritage Services of Office of Public Works. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you very much for popping in.
No problem at all.
So Other Voices is back and they've launched a collaboration with yourselves in the Office of Public Works to do their new gig series, Annum.
Yeah, so it's going to be live streamed on YouTube. And it's going to happen every Thursday between the 9th and the 30th of May at 8 o'clock. So if you go onto YouTube, they'll stream it live from four different OPW heritage properties around the country.
It's so nice that they're bringing music and heritage and history together.
Yeah, no, I suppose in terms of our job is not just, I suppose, to preserve and protect these buildings, but also, I suppose, to preserve the spirit of these buildings and all of these different properties, you know, in their day and today, they're kind of cultural centres as well as being places that are important to history. And in some ways, particularly for the Pierce Museum, which I'm involved in some ways, I suppose, the spirit of what Patrick Pierce was trying to do there in the early 1900s, it really becomes alive when you have performances by young people. So we're delighted to be part of this and, I suppose, to keep that tradition going.
Absolutely. And it's so true. If you go into many of these buildings, they have the acoustics that were made for music, really, weren't they?
Yeah. The Hollamore in the Pierce Museum, it was kind of added. The Pierce Museum, I always say, it's a proper Irish building because the original building was built in the 1780s and then there was extension after extension. Mm-hmm. So the Hollamore is one of the later ones and it has an amazing acoustic. So whenever we have kind of architects or builders coming to, you know, do maintenance work, all I say to them is, we don't know why the acoustic is so good, but it is amazing. And like even for ourselves, when we have talks and lectures there, we very rarely need to get a PA because acoustics are so good. And musicians love actually playing there because, you know, it has such a lovely sound.
The reverb is just so natural in the room.
Yeah.
So where or how did this idea with Other Voices come about then?
Well, I suppose it's just kind of part of what we do. So like I suppose our day job is to welcome visitors and provide guided tours of these historic buildings. But as I said, we're also aware that these buildings have potentially other uses and other ways of engaging with people. So with all our properties or with many of our properties, they'd have a very kind of busy cultural programme of art exhibitions, theatrical performances, lectures and plays. So in some ways this kind of fits into it. But what's great about the Other Voices and this collaboration is we're able to, I suppose, reach a whole new audience via YouTube. So there'll be people, you know, in Dubai or Sydney or New York that'll be able to tune in as well.
Have you noticed that people's interest in these types of buildings has grown over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think so. I think people appreciate as well because so much of our lives are online. People really appreciate a real experience or going to somewhere. So I remember, you know, because I've been working in museums a long time, back in the 2000s, we were all terrified of technology. We thought, oh, this is, if we have an online visit, nobody will want to come and visit us. And actually, it's been the opposite. That people really appreciate to have a physical space to go and in some ways to get away from technology as well. So you can just be in somewhere beautiful and interesting and I suppose and learn things where you don't have your eyes glued to a screen.
How do collaborations like this help our heritage and help our history buildings?
Well, I suppose their value really is the way that they can break down barriers. One of the things that, you know, we're very conscious of is many of these buildings are, you know, places like Oran Castle or Portumna Castle or even the Pierce Museum, you know, they were built by elites and, you know, built almost to intimidate. You know, Parks Castle is a prime example. It's like, it has big battlements. But also people can feel a little bit sometimes intimidated by museums and historic houses. So I think by providing different ways in, it kind of engages people in different ways. And, you know, we're also aware that, you know, people are online. So, you know, things like YouTube, it's a really useful way of just kind of I suppose, attracting a different audience.
And introducing it to people, yeah, I suppose, as well, yeah, in another way.
Yeah, yeah. And to show that, you know, that these are places that are not just about the past, but actually they're part of our lives now.
And like we were only talking beforehand, the likes of using Collins Barracks as well. It's so nice that, like that again, we're bringing music into these places and introducing, maybe for the first time, people into these places as well.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, yeah. And also, you know, you're talking about Collins Barracks and I mentioned Parks Castle, you know, yeah, these buildings with these very, in some cases, kind of violent past.
Yeah.
The music in some ways, I suppose, kind of softens that history. But I was even thinking, like, you know, Ormond Castle, which is down in Tipperary, or Portumna Castle over in Galway, like back in the 16th and 17th century, these would also have been like cultural centres for their areas. So the Butler family in Ormond and the Burkes in Portumna, you know, they would have been patrons of the arts as well. So the, I suppose, travelling musicians and the travelling filly who would write poems and great epics, you know, they would have relied on the people who own these big castles, you know, as patrons of the art. Yeah. So I suppose we're continuing that tradition as well.
And it kind of feels natural, I suppose, us being Irish as well. It's very much in us, that creativity and the arts and music. Like we all kind of seem to hold it, even though I'm not a great singer and I don't play anything. I just enjoy listening to it. I think we all kind of hold on to that a little bit as well, don't we?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And, you know, I suppose for me, particularly with the Pierce Museum, performance and music and theatre was so central to what Pierce was trying to do in the school. Like one of the things that I suppose his educational philosophy was about, developing the individual talents of the boys and for a period of years, the girls under his care. So he encouraged them to, I suppose, develop creativity around things like music and drama. And I think it's really interesting. Pierce was very, I suppose, his idea with the school, his schools, where they were to be kind of role models to a new kind of education in Ireland, an education that would be, I suppose, centred on Ireland and the Irish language, but also would be kind of free of the constraints of the past, be very child-centred, very nurturing education, in fact. And one of the ways he tried to communicate this was he would have these big eireachs or open days in the school, and people would be invited in and the pupils would perform, both kind of music performances, but also they'd put on these very elaborate, often open-air pageants. And that was a way of, like, I suppose, communicating what the school was all about. And Pierce himself is kind of interesting because he's actually, you know, he's an Irish language scholar, but he's also collects stories and songs. So he's probably responsible for the most famous Irish language song, which is O Roisin the Bhaile Uile. He wrote that, the lyrics of that, and it becomes like one of the great songs of the Irish Volunteers and the 1916 Rising.
So tell us about the concert that's happening in Pierce.
I suppose in many ways that in Pierce it kind of represents what autumn is all around about. So it's kind of both new and modern and traditional performers. So we have Sarah Crean, who's a singer-songwriter. And of course, Ireland, I think, is particularly at the moment, is kind of famous for this kind of singer-songwriter traditions. And then we have Pearish O Lyricon, who sings a lot in the Irish language. Nice. And also, like, his name is Pearish, so I suppose there could be nowhere more perfect for him to perform. So they're going to be performing in the Pierce Museum. But as I said, like, there's all kinds of different performers. Yeah. So some people, you know, are, you know, kind of very new and kind of modern people like Uli and F.A., but also like more traditional musicians like Martin Hayes, he's going to be performing with Katie Ellis. And we also have Mohammed Sifkan as well. So all kinds of different types of traditions as well, kind of mixing in together.
Which is excellent.
Yeah.
It's kind of, that's what we're seeing in music all. Like I say it so often, but I don't think there's genres anymore. I think it's just people playing music that they enjoy.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what it's all about, really, isn't it?
Yeah. I think for, you know, for kind of older people like me, I suppose, well, you know, when I was growing up in the 90s, you very much had access to what was around at the time.
Yeah.
Whereas now young people, like, you know, if they want to listen to 1950s rock and roll, or they want to listen to blues or jazz, they can listen to whatever they want.
It's all accessible.
Yeah, and much more eclectic than it was certainly when I was growing up.
Absolutely. So the collaboration between Other Voices and Office of Public Works is going to be up on live stream from May the 9th.
That's the first concert.
Until the end of May.
Yeah, so it'll be every Thursday at 8 o'clock and each concert will come from... So we have concerts coming from Ormond Castle, Portumna Castle, the Pearse Museum and Parks Castle in Leitrim.
Excellent. If people want to find out more about Pearse Museum or even the concerts, where's the best place to go?
Well, if you want to find out more about the Pearse Museum, we have a website which is like www.pearsemuseum.ie. In terms of the concerts, actually, if you go onto the Other Voices website, they have a whole page devoted to it and they'll have details there of, you know, who's playing where and that kind of thing.
Excellent. Brian Crowley, thank you very much for popping into us.
Thank you.